Welcome to the Fuller Chasey Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, and it's the 6th of April, and I'm recording at 10:22 p.m., and that is Greenwich, that is British summertime here in London. Okay, well, another choppy day. We're certainly used to that, aren't we? Here, let me give a run-through first, starting with the Asia-Pacific region. Mixed, not a whole lot going on. Japan was a little lower, had that big fall yesterday, and a little bit of follow-through today after an early rally faded in Japan. And that yen is firm below the 110 level. China lost its gains. It had some early gains as well. And they're... they're largely gone, but it was a quiet day on China overall. Taiwan was weak, down 1.67%. Then we had a number of small rises, South Korea, Australia, which have seen some steady erosion over the last 2-3 weeks. Indian market, also slight gains here. Also Singapore. Looks like Thailand was closed here. Also Malaysia closed on the day as well. Okay. And then looking at the European market, sort of all over the place. They were down initially, and then remember they had a big hit yesterday. And then they rallied higher, closed with some reasonable gains. The UK market, to my chagrin, I shorted it yesterday, but that's up 1.16% today. Sweden up 1.14, Switzerland up 1.23, and all to the plus side here. Germany up 0.2 of a percentage point, and they were very much helped by Wall Street, which put in a strong performance here. The S&P regained most of yesterday's decline. It's up over 1%. The NASDAQ Composite is up over 1.5%, and the Dow Jones is up 0.2%. Here today. So Wall Street hanging in there still, although ranging. It has lost upside momentum and is ranging near the higher side of its range against those indices. Brazil was the clearly weaker one here on the basis that we may not have a government change there after all. What a sad saga that whole thing is, but down nearly two percentage points here. So what can we say overall here on stock markets? Well, we're still in a range. I've been of the view that, as you'll recall if you've been able to listen to all these audios, that our best case scenario is that we would just get a lengthy ranging process in here, and that's quite a reasonable prospect here overall. Now, if we were to get Wall Street sliding into recession, which is something that I've not been forecasting, but that would change everything, certainly. And that would lead to a bigger hit to the downside overall. But it's a tricky environment here, and I think the best advice is really don't pay up for anything. It's very much a buyer's market in terms of selection, and the time to buy is when people are fearful and take some profits when they're getting a little bit too optimistic. Okay, looking at government bonds, what have we got here? Picked up a little bit, those U.S. 10-year yields. They were 1.72 yesterday. They're 1.75% in here today. And the VIX fell right back down to 14.09 after today's gain on Wall Street. Now, the dollar index, and of course that's been in a corrective phase here, and that was up over 95 at one stage, so I don't know, it was a modest rally, but it's currently at 94.5, and so that's down again on the day. That didn't help precious metals at all, though. They had rallied early on in the day, actually, when the dollar index was a bit further. A bit higher, rather. So go figure on that. But trading after hours here, palladium down 570 at 530, almost 538. Silver is down over 5 cents at 1506.5. And platinum is down nearly $7 at 944.7. And gold bullion down 9 at 1,222. Elsewhere, we saw good gains here in this crude oil. This back and forth here between really the main participants in these discussions. You got the Russians, you got the Iranians. Most of the Saudis are doing most of the talking about it. Everybody else is sort of wringing their hands. But we get this sort of on-off. Well, we're going to have a price freeze. Well, no, we're not going to have a price freeze. So it's lots of, I'll put it this way, lots of flirting going on, but not much consummation. And that may go on a little while longer here. But again, I feel it's something that I would definitely continue to associate with a bottoming out process. In other words, I think the lows are in on those oil contracts, as I have been saying, but we're just getting this choppy action here, mostly in line with news events overall. But the bottom line reality, as I keep emphasizing, is that these oil producers really do need higher prices, so they are going to have to get a decent agreement cobbled together. Now, I think also in here today, I believe I didn't see the report, but I heard there was a report that the U.S. Inventory reserves were a little lower. My God, though. They've got massive reserves there, but you know, it's a little bit of good news there. Now, the other commodities here, industrial metals, a tad firmer here. Copper is up 55 cents as U.S. copper as I speak. Grains and beans mixed in here. In what looks like a generally quiet day for most of these commodities, other than oil's strength today. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.